no introduction. I'm going to ask Sister Shirley to come on up. She's got a word from God for us.
Okay. This is in my pocket here. Hallelujah. Well, talking about distractions. Woo-wee. Boy, have I had them since yesterday or last night. I started a couple messages and got them on document and forgot to save it. And got home from work last night and my husband had deleted both of them. And there were a couple things that I had never preached on before. The content was different. And I thought, okay, we'll do something else. Because I could not remember what I had. It was just, I could not remember it. I knew the subject, but as far as the content of what I had typed, I could not. So we'll do something else. Never have a headache. Started getting a headache when I left work last night. It's about 6 o'clock this morning. I could not open my eyes. My head was hurting so bad. So I started on another message, and lo and behold, I get to church. I picked up the wrong Bible. Not only did I pick up the wrong Bible, but the message that I had wrote was in the other Bible. And how 3 pages of that message that I had wrote got into this Bible and the rest of that was at home, I have no idea. So I thought, I'm not going back home and getting it. So when I got here, I was flipping through this Bible, which was not the Bible that I had. I found a message that I had preached before. So we're going to put some of this message together with this message in the Bible and see what the Lord wants to do. Amen. Because God's always got something to say. He's never without words. Amen. He's just looking for a vessel, somebody that'll just say what needs to be said. And I found out before anything ever happens in the earth, somebody's got to say it. Somebody's got to speak the heart of God into this earth. Can God do it without us? Sure, but why would he create us if he didn't need something done in the earth? Amen? So he's looking for somebody just to begin to prophetically speak and declare what's on his heart so it'll come to pass. Anybody in the house today? Amen. Anybody here today? Amen. Amen. So we have to say whether I am called to stand behind a pulpit or just to be a servant at work or wherever, I will begin to prophetically declare what I know is on the heart of Father God and begin to see his word and his will fulfilled in the earth. Amen. So that's what he's calling us to do. So Isaiah said, in Isaiah, there's a chapter that says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. And in other words, his presence. The day that I died, the day that I got inside of myself and kind of got rid of self, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train, his presence, filled the temple. I recently saw a television program where a minister was standing up and before a congregation. It was a big sanctuary, and it was almost empty. And as he looked out, he only saw 4 people. 3 ladies and a young man. And so he said, you know, I thank God that you all are here today and that you chose to be here and that you made an effort to come and worship and to hear the word of the Lord and that you didn't believe that that football game, basketball game, fishing trip was... None of you all are here today that says, oh, I forgot why I'm here. So we're going to get started worship. And why are you here? Why do you come to church? Habits are good because habits bring discipline into our lives. And you know, when you first got saved, if you weren't already raised in church, you didn't have a habit of going to church. So at that time, what made you choose to begin that habit of coming to the house of the Lord? Because you had a desire to change. Because you wanted to be part of worship. Something bigger than yourself. Amen? So as I looked around this morning, I began to think, you know, if we begin to think about what we have to do this afternoon, what we have to do next week, or tomorrow, or tonight, you know, we begin to think about that to-do list and all those things that needs to be done. And probably even on the way to church and in church, we thought about that. We thought about those things. Amen? So, but what was your motivation in coming today? There are, you know, things to do and people to take care of and situations and to deal with at work and everything going on. Because we live in a time when we're just pulled. Because sometimes we allow ourselves to be done that way. Amen? So what motivated us to abandon TV today or postpone a trip or to go somewhere with someone in order to come to church and to participate in worship this morning? What was your motivation or your drive? And like I said, sometimes it's a habit, which can be good. But then after a while, that habit begins to wane down. Amen? So, you know, we need to be part of what's going on and what happens during worship and praise. Because sometimes we forget what's taking place in the heavenlies when we begin to worship and we begin to praise God. Angels go to war on our behalf. When we choose to come into the house of the Lord and to begin to worship and to begin to praise. And have you ever heard anyone say, well, I've just got too many problems to come to church today. Or I've got too much going on. Or the good one is, I just couldn't get into praise and worship today. I just had too many problems. I just had too much on my mind. Or it's just the praise and worship, just something was wrong with it today. That is the time that you need to press in.
That's right.
That is the time that you need to clear your mind and say, I'm here to worship God. Amen. And sometimes we may come and say, well, I'm going to leave all this stuff outside. But you know what I found? I'm not going to leave it outside the door. I'm going to bring all that stuff in with me, not to interfere with my worship. Now, come on, somebody. I'm going to get to something right here that's going to bring you deliverance. Because if I choose to leave it outside and say, I'm just going to forget about all my problems and everything that I need, you know what's going to happen? You're going to walk back up and pick it up. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bring it in with me, not to interfere with my worship and not to dump it on anybody else, but to realize that it's there and say, hey, this is going on and that's going on and I may need this or need that, but I'm going to worship.
Amen.
And in the midst of my worship, I'm going to begin to find out again who my deliverer is, who my hope is, and who my God is.
Amen.
Amen. That way, when I go out, I'm not going to pick it up. The situation may not be solved. I may have to face the same person again, go back to the same job again. But I have come to encourage myself in the Lord.
Amen.
And to remind myself of who I am, whose I am.
Right.
Glory to God. And what He can do.
Amen.
So why do we make that decision to come to the house of the Lord? Some of us are all here for different reasons. In Isaiah it says, when I died, I saw the Lord. The king Uzziah died. I saw the Lord. And talk about quit praising God and worshiping God and quit coming to church and entering into that praise and worship because you got all this other stuff going on. In the year that King Uzziah died, he said, I saw the Lord. I didn't quit worshiping, but I saw the Lord. In the year that I got that bad report, I saw the Lord and I kept worshiping. And I kept worshiping.
Amen.
Glory to God. In the year of whatever was going on, in that day of trouble, as LaVar was talking about, in that day of trouble, I called on the Lord. And He heard and He answered me and delivered me.
Amen.
From all of my fears. So when we choose to come to the house of the Lord, whether it's out of habit or whether we were forced to come, if we can just lay it all aside for a few minutes and get into the presence of the Lord. There's a man in the Bible by the name of David. By the name of David. Let's find David here. Where did David go? In 1 Samuel 30. David, in 37, it said, they had come and they had told David they were after him, that they were going to get him. I'm not going to go into that whole story. It says, so and David inquired the Lord. In the midst of them saying, I'm coming to take your life. Everything, David had lost everything. You couldn't have gotten much lower than David at that point. He had lost everything. Have you ever been at that place where you had thought you had lost everything? Because you know what bad news sells? Bad news sells. Because I was going to teach one time, and I was preparing a message, and I was going to do it on Chicken Little about fear. You remember the story of Chicken Little? Fell from the sky. It was just an acorn. So I was going to say, do not fear. It's only an acorn. But Chicken Little, instead of taking the time to find out what it was, he began to spread the bad news. Something fell on my head and I thought it was the sky falling in because I heard it and I felt it. And so he began to, because bad news sells. So that's what happens with us. Amen. So that's why it's important that we get into the house of the Lord. Of course, we make worship part of our lives. We don't take it and separate it, but it becomes a part of who we are. But see, when we get to the house of the Lord and get with other like believers, surely we can find one person to agree with us. Amen? Surely we can find somebody that will agree with us. Amen? So here was David. And it said David had lost everything, church. He lost everything. So David inquired of the Lord. He said, what do I do now that I have lost everything? That I have lost everything. And you know what David did? He began to worship. It said, David encouraged or strengthened himself in the Lord. He began to worship. And that is where his strength lies. You know, sometimes we forget about the word that we have had poured into us until we began to worship. And you know what happens when we begin to worship and we begin to remind God of who He is, and He brings us that place of just knowing that God is an awesome God. It begins to pull that word out of us that we forgot about. It begins to remind us again, like I said, of whose we are and who we are. Amen. And that place of worship. So David began to strengthen himself in the Lord. You know, the strength was there for David all along. Our deliverance has already been bought and paid for. Amen. You are a victor that the devil is trying to tell that you are a victim. You're only a victim if you choose to remain a victim. Amen. Amen. Your past can either stagnate you or propel you into your destiny. And into your future. Amen. So David began to strengthen and encourage himself in the Lord. And God said after that, that's where you begin to hear the voice of the Lord. If you could take a few minutes and just forget about everything and get in God's presence and begin to worship Him and begin to praise Him, that's when the voice of the Lord, and you clear yourself of all that clutter and stuff that you think you've got to do and have to do and all that, then you can begin to hear the voice of the Lord again. And God began to speak to David, and He said, go after which has been taken from you, for you shall overcome, overtake, and without fail recover all. Recover all. Recover. Discover again. Recover all. You know, when you're going through things, whether it's in the midst of shifting and rearranging, and we all go through that in life when things are shifting and rearranging, but as people, you know, we don't like change. But in the middle of all that, we forget about whose we are and who we are. Amen. So that's part of bringing ourselves back into the attitude of worship. The attitude of worship. Breakthrough. Ephesians 3:20 says, now to Him who is able to do immeasurable more than all we ask or imagine. No matter how much we imagine or dream, there's more. It's even bigger than that. It's even bigger than that. Now, this is the key. According to the power that is at work in you. According to the power. So if you're not dreaming big enough, and you're not imagining big enough, and it's not happening, is the power been turned off in you for whatever reason? Because of all those to-do lists and all that stuff. According to the power that is at work in you. This microphone would have never worked. I could have stand here with the cord, But until it was connected to the box that was connected to the power source, I'd have been standing up here just talking, looking stupid, with a cord dangling out of my hand.
Come on.
Amen. But the power wasn't activated until it was hooked up. Glory to God. You've been hooked up this morning. Amen. We need to be rebaptized in the Holy Ghost again. We need to be refreshed in the Holy Ghost. This is a spirit-filled, body-believing, tongue-talking church.
Amen.
Aw. So when you got saved, you signed up for supernatural life and you didn't know it. So when you got saved and you started fasting and getting excited and getting filled with the Holy Ghost and things was going and you didn't know everything that was going on. Amen. You signed up for a supernatural life. Glory to God, because God is a supernatural God. In other words, He exceeds all these natural laws. Amen. He exceeds all of those things that we see, the things we see which are, it's only temporal. The things which are not seen are eternal. So when you got saved, you signed up for a supernatural life. It's like, you know, she was talking about the army. When you signed up for the army, you have watched, you know, movies and been briefed and all that stuff. But that was only to prepare you for the battlefield. So that's why when you come to church, you begin to worship. He prepares you for that to-do list next week. He prepares you for that Monday morning to-do list. Glory to God. Amen. You're just coming here. You're just getting briefed. And part of that briefing is worshiping.
Amen.
Amen. And the Word. Glory to God. And that Word. So you get saved and you're living for the Lord and suddenly you face that crisis as I was talking about. You still worship. You still praise. You don't quit. You keep on keeping on.
Amen.
It says, so far as the east, more power, fast. So we fast for more power. We pray for more power. We beg God to deliver us and all that. And all we have to do is activate that power that's already in us.
Yes.
It's already there. God wants us delivered and living more victorious than we want it for ourselves because He's already paid the price for it.
Amen.
We just have to accept it. Walk in it and start activating that which is already within us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, you need to activate what's already in you again. Hallelujah. Because it's the hour. It's there. The power is already there. And we begin to activate it through the Word and through praise and through worship. Hallelujah. We pray for more and more and more. We just need to get use what we've got and the more will be there.
Amen.
Amen. So we believe we can be more than what our past, our present, our heredity, and our natural abilities dictate that we can be. You are not who they said you were. You are what the Bible says you are.
Amen.
Amen. You're not what your family history declares.
Come on.
You are what the Word says you are.
Amen.
Amen. You are not what your past has been. You are what the Word says you are. And worship keeps us reminding, keeps us in remembrance of that. Keeps us in remembrance of that. So God has already broke through all that limits, restricts, and oppresses. So Jesus prophesied about this in Micah as the author of breakthrough for His people. In Micah 2:13, He says, "One who breaks open the way will go before them. They will break through the gate and go out. Their king will pass through before them, the Lord at their head." So the Lord is already going before us to make the way and to prepare the way.
Amen.
And it's in worship. Having that attitude of worship continuously keeps us reminded of that. Breakthrough begins within. That's what happens in worship. It breaks things open inside of us. Amen. As we begin to remember His Word and what He has said. So we read in Ephesians that there is more than what we see or ask. Where does it work? In you. Where does it begin? In you. In you. Amen. So we need to ask ourselves the question, what's really in me?
Yeah.
What is really in me? You know, you'll never go anywhere until you admit where you are. It doesn't mean that you accept where you are. But But we'll never go any further where we are until we say, this is what's going on, and this is what I need. Then you're able to move out of that place into where God wants you to be. So is it doubt or confusion? Is it negativity? Is it fear? What are those things? So what is breakthrough? And worship will cause you to see things that needs to fall off of you and that you need to break through on. Amen? It will cause you to see that. So it's a moment of change. It's the supernatural power, the purpose of God for His people. It's the breakthrough of what limits, restricts, or holds you back from God's purposes in your life. It's the breakthrough of the kingdom of God in the earth at this time. It's when heaven has broke to the earth. Glory to God. So when do we need it? When do we need breakthrough? We're continuously in need of breakthrough because God has never called us to stay in one place. We should be constantly changing, being constantly delivered, being constantly growing, because it's a process. Amen. It's a process of growing and learning. You know, thank God we know more than we know yesterday. You know, like Pastor said one time, the revelation of the Word. You read it one day, the next week you're like, oh, and it's a whole new light. That's part of continuously having that attitude of worship and having a teachable spirit and being open to what God wants to say. So the God that we serve is bigger than the natural, as I said before. And you know, you don't have to look for trouble. Trouble just finds you.
Oh, yes.
You don't have to go looking for stuff. It has a way of finding you. Amen? So we don't have to look for it, but we have the supernatural strength to deal with it like those of the world don't. How does people make it without God? How do you make it without something to hold on to and to believe? You know? I don't understand how people make it without God, without having something to hold on to. So we come to a place where we need a breakthrough. We're already geared up, armed, and ready to go because we maintain a life of worship. Because we maintain that attitude of worship. Amen. So what was Paul seeing when he wrote in Ephesians 3:20? Now to him who is able to do immeasurable more than we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. Able means God can, he has the ability. Do, God is action, not intention, and not empty promises. Immeasurable is more than exceeding your expectations. So far, it cannot be measured. We don't dream big enough, we don't imagine big enough, and we don't believe big enough. Because if we did, we'd see a whole lot more happening than what's happening. Amen. All we ask, all your requests have asked or imagined, dreams are achievable. According to the power, considering His power, is always bigger than your dream and always bigger than your problem. Amen. So at work, it's active. It's not passive. It's enabling power, empowering. In is it you that you know right now where you are that God is able. And that's all part of that maintaining that attitude of worship. That whatever happens, I'm maintaining an attitude of worship, a life of worship. Not just when I come to church, but every day when I wake up, I have an attitude of worship. That whatever may happen that day, there's nothing that's going to happen, that you, God, and the Holy Ghost, and that's three people,
that's right.
Grant is touching any one thing, it'll be okay. It'll be okay. If you are born again, you have access to unlimited power according to Ephesians that we talked about before. According to Ephesians. It's possible to walk around with power inside of you and it never been used.
Right.
We'll go back to it has to be activated.
Right.
Activate it by faith. Amen. Activate it by faith. The power of God will not work in you automatically because God will not force His word or His will on you. And when we have that attitude and maintain that attitude of worship, that keeps that power activated in us. Because you cannot live a life of worship and not begin to believe that things are going to start happening for your good. You cannot maintain that attitude of worship and not have some things happening and seeing the power of God. Because you realize that it's bigger.
That's right.
It's bigger than anything. that you might or might not see. Amen. So having faith means that you are fully persuaded about something and are convicted of its reality. Fully persuaded. Can't talk me out of it. Once I get a word from God, and I know that it's God, you can't talk me out of it. Amen. So you can acquire Ephesians 3:20 by meditating on it. One of the meanings of the Hebrew word meditate is to mutter. To mutter the promises of God over and over again. Just while you're driving down the road, that's part of worship. I know who you are, God. I worship you. Thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for this beautiful snow. All of that is an attitude of worship. You know, just an attitude of worship. Over and over again, repeat to yourself, the power of God is working in me. Keep saying that every day. The power of God is at work in me, changing me, causing my dreams to come to pass. Amen. Causing me to be who God says I am. The power of God is at work in me. The power of God is at work in me. Amen. The power of God is working in you to give you wisdom concerning every situation in your life. It strengthens you. It causes you to be an overcomer. It helps you be a blessing to other people. And as a child of God, you have tremendous power available to you, but it must be activated. And part of that activation is worship. So why are you here today? Have you ever thought about that? As it becomes such a habit, it's just routine. You know, have you left stuff at the door that you might have brought, should have brought in and allowed God to take care of? You know, it's like saying, why do we do what we do? So why do you really come to church? Why are you really here? So we have tremendous power available to us, but it must be activated. You can start by saying it, believing it, and allow this power to work in you. And I believe that this is the time of your recovery. That this is the time that impossibilities, God is going to show you to become possible. We have some of the most awesome worship songs here. That, yes. I don't know what all you sang the other day at Elder Care. We have a little girl down there that goes to Church of Christ. Just hymns. And she was blown away at the enthusiasm that you all have. Because she's not used to that. That praise and that worship. That enthusiasm. That activated power, the world needs to see that. Yeah. Like I say, bad news sells.
Right.
And the media is full of it. Full of it. Glory to God. Full of it. We need to be baptized again in the Holy Ghost.
Come on.
We need some fresh fire.
Send it on down, Lord.
We need to pray in tongues.
Come on. Amen.
Why? Because I don't have sense enough to pray about some things sometimes. And I know if I pray in the Holy Ghost that I'm right in tune with God. And sometimes we can get so overwhelmed with life and stuff. Distractions. That we may forget about the power that we have been given. We are called to be different. Amen. We are called to be different. And God wants to bring us back to that place of why are we really worshiping, you know? Bring all that stuff into God into you in worship because God can handle it.
Amen.
One of my greatest revelations to realize one day that there's nothing that's happened in my life, whether it's stupid choices or whatever, that God already knew it.
That's right. He already knows
it. And you're like, ooh. He already knows it.
Right.
So you might as well just go ahead and bring it all with you and just let it go. Just let it go. Amen. And like I said before, don't sweat the small stuff because tomorrow it's not going to be as big as you thought it was at the time it happened yesterday.
Right.
Don't fear. It was only an acorn, chicken little. The sky's not falling.
Come on.
Amen. The sky's not falling in. Glory to God. And I know that all these people are preaching about the end times and probably all this
some of these churches prophesying about what Egypt's going to do now. But you know what our job is? What Jesus did is seeking to save that which was lost. And all of it's going to pan out in the end. We just need to be a witness. Amen. And tell people about Jesus. Go into the world and preach the gospel. Amen. And he said that he's given us the power to do that. You know, in Acts it says, talks about the baptism of the Holy Ghost in Acts. We are living out the book of Acts. Amen. It says, but you shall receive power, or you shall receive my ability to go into all the world and witness in Jerusalem and Judea and to the ends of the earth. Amen. How many wants to be refilled with the Holy Ghost today?
Amen.
How many wants a fresh fire in your life today? Amen. A fresh fill up today. Because I feel like that it's like... That's why you all are looking right now. And it's not that I don't think you're receiving, because the pastor said the word, when it goes, it's going to do what it's supposed to do.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. Glory to God. But that's what I sense in here. It's like I'm here and I shoot me with a bolt of electricity. God just might do that.
Come on.
Amen. But we're living in an awesome time. For God, you know, God is just looking for somebody to pour out His Spirit on.
Yes.
It's like I said before, He's looking for somebody just to prophetically declare that He's God. So why not you? Why not here? And why not now? Amen? Any witnesses in the house today?
Amen.
Glory to God. When you got something operating in you that's bigger than you, then somehow it's going to come out. And I don't think it's really according to your personality. Because if it's something bigger than you are, something's going to happen.
Amen.
Amen. Something is bound to happen when you're bound to the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Amen. Why not you? Why not be refilled today?
Amen.
We're different. They already say we are anyway.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah. How many wants to be refilled with the Holy Ghost today? If you've not been baptized in the Holy Ghost today, glory to God. Today is your day.
Amen.
That hopefully it all came together. You got something out before today.
Amen.
Despite distractions, God's Word is still God's Word.
Amen.
And it's when it's spoken, He'll do what it says it'll do. Amen, because it's already a settled thing. It's already an assured thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many have to get out of that place
Amen.
To where you're at
Amen.
And let God do something new in your life?
Amen.
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 Glory to God. Do we have any music back there? Amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Everybody stand on your feet and let's just pray in the Holy Ghost for a minute. And if you want a fresh anointing, if you want to be rebaptized in the Holy Ghost, if your prayer language has kind of been lagging because of stuff going on in your life, then you need a touch from God today. Amen. So lift your hands and let's just pray in the Holy Ghost right now. Father, we're open to receive from You today. We thank You for the Holy Ghost, and we thank You for the fire of the Holy Ghost. Lord, I declare that we are a hungry people. Lord, I declare today that these people desire You. Lord, that power has been activated in us right now, Father God. We just lift our hands to You right now, asking You to refill us, Father God, to refresh us, Lord. And to revive us, Father God. We lay aside every distraction, Lord. Every distraction. We lay aside what we've got to do today, tomorrow, next week. And we come boldly into Your presence, Father God. Asking You right now, Lord God, to baptize us again. In the Holy Ghost. And the fire, Lord Jesus. Renew, Father God.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, thank you for your fire, God. Thank you for your fire, Lord. Refresh right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, thank you for your fire. Thank you for that refreshing, God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, out of our bellies, Lord God, shall flow a new song.
Hope is here. What a joyful noise we'll make.
Thank you,
as we join with
Lord, I thank you right in the name of Jesus for refreshing, God. Thank you for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, Lord God. We feel, Lord, revive and refresh, Lord. Fire now, God. Thank you, Lord God, for your fire. Thank you for your presence, God, enveloping her, Lord God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, and the fire of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Lord, thank you, Father God, for the fire of your Spirit, for refreshing. Oh, thank you, Father God, for that prayer language bubbling out and bubbling over, God. No limitations on what you can do, God. No limitations on what you can do, God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, for worship. Worship. Fire the Holy Ghost. Fire the Holy Ghost. Oh, da 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 from the Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word, Lord, that says. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Thank you, Lord, for the fire. Oh, my man, pasoto, rebasuto, yena, nida, como, mama, moho, saya. Bread to saya, mashele, and his hand, oro, kote, and the bali, so, mada, reba, baba, bahaya. Oh, mama, 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 shana, na, 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 haya. Oh, thank you, Father, that ears have not seen, nor eyes have, ears have not seen, nor I have, yeah, ears have not seen. That's it. What you have for him, God. And I thank you for that right now in the name of Jesus. You're baptizing him fresh for fresh fire, Lord. Fresh fire. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Fresh fire of your word, Lord. The oil of your anointing. Out of her belly shall flow rivers of living waters, Father God. I thank you for that right now in the name of Jesus. No more limitations. Dream big. Big imagination. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, right now in Jesus' name for the fire of your Holy Spirit. Out of her belly shall flow rivers of living waters. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for fresh fire, God. Fresh, fresh fire. Oh, da-di-da-da-da-da masoto reba-kinto shama-mama-da-da-saya. In the name of Jesus, according to your word, Father God, let it be unto him, Father. Thank you for baptizing him again in the Holy Ghost. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters, a continual flow, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and I praise you, Father God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you for the Holy Ghost, Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Shora reba mama mama kia. Oh, mama mama shondo simadeli de kondo reba mama mama kia. Shondo lo di satore mama mama kaya meme mama hasia. Nona nira da no koma da reba mama masaya. I heard the Lord said, son, I've not brought you this far to leave you alone now.
For I shall show you my glory, and my glory I shall impart to you, that you may impart it to others. Don't think I have left you stranded or that I have left you alone, but I have been behind the scenes working some things out and working some situations out and rearranging and repositioning some things on your behalf. So just stand firm on my word and know that I am your God and that I love you and that I have great and mighty plans for you and that you have not been forsaken. But rely upon me. Trust me. Know that I am for you and not against you. And I will cause rivers to spring up in the desert for you. And you shall indeed see my glory. You shall indeed see my glory. Thank you, Father God, for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And for your fire, Lord. For your fire in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for a refreshing of your Holy Spirit. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. I thank you for imparting to him, God, a fresh revelation of your word like he has never experienced before. And for the hunger to know you, Father God, not for things, but just to know you as God. I thank you for that relationship he has with you, Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus, baptize him in the Holy Ghost again. And for the fire of your Spirit to rest upon him in a mighty way. That whatever he touches shall be healed. And whatever he speaks shall be brought to pass, God. Thank you, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. For the fire of your Holy Spirit. Now, Jesus. Now, God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word, God. For bringing restoration. Bringing healing. Thank you, Father God. For your strength. Fire of your Holy Spirit enveloping you right now. His presence like a cloud around you. Fire of the Holy Spirit. Out of your belly flow rivers of living waters. Oh, for a passion. For your word. And for your will. And I thank you for that, God. Right now in Jesus' name, let it be, God. Let it be, Lord. Fresh, fresh, fresh wind of Holy Spirit. Blow, blow. Now, God. Now, Holy Spirit. Yes, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Do you have the Holy Ghost? Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for your word in his life. Thank you for accomplishing big things for him, God. Thank you for what you're doing in him and the work that you've done in him. Oh, thank you for that river that flows out of him, God. Rivers of living waters, Lord. Thank you for that fresh fire right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you for the baptism in the Holy Ghost. For your fresh fire. Yes, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let your will be done, God, according to your word. Accomplish that which he thought was impossible, God. Thank you for showing up big for him. Thank you for his heart, God, that's pure before you. And that said, yes, 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 yes. Fresh fire of the Holy Spirit enveloping you right now. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Baptism of the Holy Spirit. Fresh and anew in your life. Now, God. Now, Holy Spirit. Now, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for doing that thing that her heart desires so much and has cried out to you over and over again. Thank you for bringing the manifestation of that, God. Lord, I thank you for a fresh wind of your Holy Spirit reviving, refreshing, and out of her belly shall flow rivers of living waters. and a new song. A new song. Thank you, Jesus. Today I declare that war is over. It has been won. It has been won. No more struggling with it as you give it to God. And you said that is it. Do what you need to do, God. Then rest in His comfort and in His presence. Right now, in the name of Jesus, out of your bellies flow rivers of living waters, baptizing you fresh in the Holy Ghost and the fire of God. Now, Jesus. Now, God, let it be. Now, Jesus. Release. 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 In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God, for refreshing of your Spirit. For a fresh baptism of the Holy Ghost, for that new song that springs forth, for that new thing that you're doing, and for a release, God, wind of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the fire, Lord, enveloping her right now. Oh, thank you for that release, God. Thank you for that release, Holy Spirit. Baptize her afresh in the Holy Ghost. Right now, Jesus. Right now, the glory of God surrounds you. There it is, Sherry. The love of God spilling over you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Oh, the awesomeness of God that you know and that you have seen. You will declare and taste and see that the Lord is good. Thank you for the fire of your Holy Spirit. Now. Now, Jesus. Let it be, God. Let it be. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your fresh fire, God. For the fresh wind of your Holy Spirit. Out of her belly shall flow rivers of living waters. A testimony, God, of your glory and of your power and what you can do. Now, Jesus. Now, release. Now, Jesus, that's it. Release of the power. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, let it be, God, according to your word. Yes.
I pray for a I had a stroke in my eye.
Thank you, Father God. Lord, I thank you for reversing what the enemy has meant for harm. I thank you for reversing that right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you that by your stripes, Gail is healed and your glory could be revealed unto her, Father, right now in Jesus' name. And for refilling her with the Holy Ghost and the fire. Out of her belly flows rivers of living waters. For that power that's been activated in her right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, God. Now, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for rebaptizing him in the Holy Ghost
and the fire. Oh, for a new dimension of you, God. For that prophetic voice that's within him. I declare to be released to your full potential, God. Thank you, Father God, for your fire. Fire of the Holy Spirit enveloping him right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord God. There are things that need to be declared in the earth, and I thank you, God, that you have appointed him to be one, to make a declaration, to make a declaration in Jesus' name of your word in this earth now, God. No delays, no holdups. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father God, for that. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, that she is who you say that she is, God. Not a declaration of this, that, and or the other one, but your word says she's free. Your word says she is free to worship. She is free to praise. And she is free to speak, God. I thank you, Lord, for baptizing her afresh and anew in the Holy Ghost and for the fire and for the wind to begin to blow. Bring in a release to that woman of God that you have called her to be. And I speak that over you right now in the name of Jesus. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Now, let it be, God. And I thank you and I praise you for that, Lord. Thank you for that release, God. Thank you for that release. That it will no longer be held up or held back. But now is the time. Not tomorrow, not next week. Now. It's been released. And I thank you for that, Father God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let everybody stand. Let's just worship the Lord and see if he's finished. Thank you, Lord, for your presence in this place. Thank you for your presence here, God. Lord, I just thank you for that, for the release of your word. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just surrender to you. And we come into your presence, Lord, with open hearts to receive.
Dear Lord. That's it. That's it. I want to, you know, God orchestrates things. I'm not going to tell you even trying to get the music back there to play at the end was an ordeal for some reason or other. And finally, we found that CD laying in the floor. We was trying to get another one that you handed me to play. That CD was laying in the floor. And we picked it up and we put it in. And I said, well, let's see if this will work. And so it worked. But we started it and it just was automatically going. And it just coincidentally, when Sister Shirley said, let's just stand up and worship the Lord, did you notice what song we were right at the beginning of? Yeah, that one. The last one we did while we were, yeah. What better song to have hit right at that spot just by divine appointment? Hallelujah. Well, I'll tell you. Do what? Here. Have the men sign up for tomorrow night. We need to know, just kind of get an idea how many is going to be there. And it's on the table? Okay. Hallelujah. Well, I can't get my mic cord to stretch back that far, so I'm going to pray from up here. And then I'll try to run back there and beat you to the door. Heavenly Father, refresh us, renew us, refill us with new vigor and new enthusiasm. Not, Lord God, that we have forgotten what we knew, but sometimes we just get tired, distracted. Help us, Lord God, to refocus our everything on what is important. And Heavenly Father, that's you. So bless your people now as we go our way. Touch them and guide them in Jesus' name. Amen.